How does Hollywood keep the momentum going after a summer that gave the world Avengers Endgame and four other billion-dollar hits? Apparently, not with superheroes. Here's Bob Mondello with his fall movie preview.
3 months until Thanksgiving and not a soul wearing spandex, how will the industry survive? There will, let's note, be a supervillain, the Joker, but his movie catches him before he's terribly super.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
Just a disaffected guy in a clown getup. But if folks flying in capes will be in short supply, movie stars will still be flying in special effects movies, sometimes into outer space.
Control, if you're getting that, over.
Brad Pitt in Ad Astra, which means to the stars, to look for his dad.
Your father was experimenting with a highly classified material that could threaten our entire solar system.
While Pitt's going to the stars to fix that problem, astronaut Natalie Portman will be coming back from orbit in Lucy in the Sky and learning that her biggest problem,
Lucy,
is psychological re-entry.
I'm fine.
She's kinda not, and she's not alone in being troubled. The folks in quite a few sequels are dealing with issues, including Sylvester Stallone in a new Rambo called Last Blood.
The time has come to face my past.
Also Angelina Jolie in a new Maleficent called Mistress of Evil.
Don't ruin my morning.
A pair of long-lost stoners is still confused in the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Don't tell me you guys have no idea there's a new comic book movie being made of the old comic book movie you two are the basis for.
Less troubled sequels include a revival of an apparently unkillable franchise.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
Speaking of unkillable, a Terminator sequel called Dark Fate brings back Linda Hamilton.
My name is Sarah Connor.
With someone new to protect.
Why do you care what happens to her? Because I was her.
A new cloning flick called Gemini Man gives Will Smith that same problem.
I think I know why he's as good as you. He is you.
Hollywood cloning its own clones. Don't want to kill the blockbuster buzz, but there will also be films that are more down to earth. From Marriage Story, Noah Baumbach's tale of a stage director and his actress wife, to Pedro Almodovar's Pain and Glory, about a film director in mid-crisis, and a slew of biopics.
Somewhere.
Renee Zellweger
over the rainbow.
Will be playing and singing Judy Garland in Judy. Tom Hanks will be playing and singing Mr. Rogers in a film named after the kids' show entertainer's theme song.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
And Cynthia Erivo will be playing, but happily not singing, renowned abolitionist Harriet Tubman in Harriet.
I made it this far on my own. So don't you tell me what I can't do.
Tubman was born a slave, escaped, and then went back to lead others to freedom, a real-life 19th century action hero.
Harriet, welcome to the Underground Railroad.
More recent stories based on real life include Ford vs. Ferrari, in which Matt Damon recruits Christian Bale for a little automotive project.
You're gonna build a car to beat Ferrari with a Ford.
Correct.
And how long did you tell them that you needed? 200-300 years?
90 days.
Also quixotic, a seemingly stonewalled investigation that ended up bringing the term waterboarding into public use. Adam Driver heads up the tense procedural, The Report.
They waterboarded him 183 times. 11, 12, everything they got from him 13, was either a lie or something they already had.
If it works, why do you need to do it 183 times?
The Report was written and directed by Scott Z. Burns, who took a very different approach in his script for Steven Soderbergh's The Laundromat about money laundering.
They're getting away with murder.
Which is bad.
Bad? Yeah, bad is such a big word for being such a small word.
It's the Panama Papers scandal as caper comedy. If you're up for deeper dive realism, there's the documentary The Cave about Syrian women doctors who treat battlefield injuries while battling sexism themselves. And there are other films that flirt with reality in intriguing ways. Shia LaBeouf, for instance, based his script for Honey Boy on elements of his own life, a child actor who develops anger issues living with an alcoholic father.
What's your mother got a job for?
Just in case.
In case what?
She's filling your head full of fear. I pump you full of strength. I'm your cheerleader, honey boy.
The book plays the father in what is clearly a passion project. Edward Norton's passion project, which he adapted, directed, and stars in, is Motherless Brooklyn, which takes a novel with an intriguing central character, a detective with Tourette's.
I got threads in my head.
I twitch and shout a lot. Makes me look like a damn freak show.
And overlays it with a story about a ruthless public figure, much like New York's master builder, Robert Moses.
Power is knowing that you can do whatever you want and not one person can stop you.
Other book adaptations include The Goldfinch, about a terrorist bombing that changes a boy's life.
I know you were there, and I know what else was in that room.
And the film The King adapts three of Shakespeare's history plays to put a reluctant Timothy Chalamet on the English throne.
Already I can feel the weight of this crown I wear.
Uneasy lies the head that wears that crown without dialogue by Shakespeare. Another actor who's played a king, Black Panther's Chadwick Boseman, will head a police manhunt in 21 Bridges. Queen and Slim is about a couple who become a
Black Bonnie and Clyde.
And heading the cast of Martin Scorsese's The Irishman is what you'd have to call mob royalty. Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
Hiya, Frank. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, too, even if it's over the phone. Well, you know, there's a situation going on now, Frank. Big business and the government, they're trying to pull us down.
Does all this sound awfully dark? Well, there are comedies, too, including a star-studded whodunit called Knives Out.
We understand the night of his demise, the family have gathered to celebrate your father's 85th birthday. How was it, by the way?
The party? Pre my dad's death? Oh, it was great.
Also a World War II satire, Jojo Rabbit, in which Marvel director Taika Waititi plays a little boy's imaginary pal, Adolf Hitler.
Hey, Jojo, my old friend.
Hi, Adolf.
What's wrong, little man?
They call me a scared rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit!
Let them say whatever they want. People used to say a lot of nasty things about me.
Walking a fine line here, obviously, as is Parasite, a satire from Korea about class warfare, and Greener Grass, a Sundance hit that shreds suburban cliches. These are chilly comedies, you might almost say cold, a term that applies in a different context to the season's animated kid flicks. There's a lot of snow in them, from Disney's Frozen 2.
Elsa, go north into the unknown.
To Abominable, the tale of a Himalayan critter.
There's a Yeti on my roof.
To Arctic Dogs, about a fox who dreams of being a sled dog.
What could possibly go wrong?
He could become a fox popsicle.
And to what's maybe the chilliest animated household anywhere, the Addams Family.
Come now, Gomez.
Don't forget to kick your father goodnight.
Warmer, by far, is another Family Manse, brought to the big screen for the first time in the fall's most luxurious costume drama.
The king and queen are coming to Downton.
What?
It had to be bigger for the big screen, that's how this works.
Well, you have enough cliches to get you through the visit.
If not, I'll come to you.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, indeed. Can you wait? I'm Bob Mandela.